Welcome to the Money Maze podcast. I'm Simon Brewer, and Will Campion and I have created this show to explore and unravel some of the mysteries surrounding the investment business. You can keep up to date by visiting moneymazepodcast.com, and please sign up to our newsletter to ensure you won't miss a release. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and we'd love you to tell a friend or colleague about it. Thank you for listening. This week, the Money Maze podcast team is escaping for Christmas and New Year. But before we get away, we wanted to share with you some of the highlights of the last 12 months. This year has been especially exciting, surpassing both my good friend and co-founder Will Campion's expectations. We hit 1 million global downloads and have officially released over 120 episodes since starting the podcast in March 2020. In the last few months, we've hosted some of the world's most influential figures in the investment industry, including Ray Dalio, David Einhorn, Scott Bessent, Lynn Martin, and many more. We've also welcomed guests from the wider business world, including Bob Bradway of Amgen, Bruce Cleaver of De Beers, John Authors of Bloomberg, and Etienne Bizot of Bollinger Group, and offering geopolitical perspectives, General Petraeus, and another former head of the CIA, Mike Pompeo. Alongside the fascinating conversations on our main channel, we also carried them over to our curated podcast series, a spin-off show aimed at professional investors. These episodes offer detailed and nuanced insights into astoundingly innovative firms and highly respected investment groups. This year, we hosted Oxford PV and Organox, two Oxford University spin-out companies whose research and products are potentially world-changing discoveries. Oxford PV discussed their work on recalibrating solar panels to transform their productivity. And Organox discussed their FDA-approved technology for changing the way in which donor organs are preserved in the critical time between donation and transplantation. The curated channel also welcomed Ruffa to discuss their investment approach, Partners Capital to explore Asian investment opportunities, and Cigar in Canada to explain their business and approach to investment. These discussions were as illuminating as they were educational, guiding us through the inception to monetization and execution. To listen, search Money Maze curated podcasts on any of the major podcast apps or visit our website, moneymazepodcast.com. We also released Money Maze vignettes with the purpose of sharing bite-sized mini-sodes, each less than 10 minutes long, that highlight some of our favorite and most compelling moments from previous episodes. Our growing ecosystem has allowed us to put previous guests together, whether it's been cocktails and Q&A with Giles English of Vermont Watches, wine surgery with Bordeaux Index, private dinners hosted at home with lively exchange of views from previous guests, and a carol concert in aid of child bereavement in December. Our mission here at the Money Maze podcast remains as at the outset, to share, educate, and simplify the world of business and finance for our listeners, be they professionals or amateurs or beginners. Educate, inform, and even entertain. In pursuing this mission, we wanted to make our channel free and accessible to anyone and everyone. So with that in mind, I'd like to extend a huge thank you to our four sponsors, Schroders, Vermont Watches, Live Trade by Bordeaux Index, and IFM Investors, who recently joined our sponsorship program this October. With the generous support of our sponsors, the Money Maze podcast has been able to continue growing, and doing so without a paywall. In monitoring our progress over the last year, we're thrilled to see the development. Our audience continues to grow with the number of young and student listeners rising along with our professional audience. Because of this, we now support 9 university business and finance societies, hopefully helping the careers of those who want to go into the finance sector. These societies include Durham, Edinburgh, Exeter, York, Leeds, Oxford and Cambridge, Imperial, Warwick, Columbia, and now St. Andrews. In November, we partnered with Steve Clapham, a former Citi analyst who's developed a range of affordable and in-depth courses on forensic accounting, hopefully making you a smarter investor. Find out more, and you can sign up to the course via moneymazepodcast.com/learn. We've been vocal about our passion for elevating women within the finance industry. Because of this, the Money Maze podcast collaborated with GAIN, G-A-I-N, Girls Are Investors, in a charitable partnership scheme from July until October. GAIN are a charity set up by investment professionals with the purpose of improving gender diversity in investment management and educating young women on finance and investment. Through the careers page on our website, we also connect listeners with job vacancies. Here we share the latest jobs offered up by our sponsors and corporate partners, giving you one easy destination to apply to a variety of roles in the finance sector. Visit moneymazepodcast.com/careers to start applying. The show has expanded to YouTube too, offering audiences a more interactive visual experience as they watch the full episodes and are able to put faces to the voices they hear. Please be sure to check us out there, where we've invested quite a lot, and on all other social media platforms we're on: LinkedIn, Twitter, X, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. It would, of course, be disingenuous of us to list our achievements without also highlighting a few of our epic fails. There was the time that I interviewed Sir Ronald Cohen. He gave a long and fascinating interview, only at the very end for me to realize that I hadn't pressed the record button. He graciously did it again a few days later. All the time we've had to pause our recordings halfway through the interview because the batteries hadn't been recharged, or recently the SD card had run out of storage. That perhaps is the problem with a small business, but it's been very amusing after the event. Perhaps you'd also like to hear about the time when, in the middle of the interview with Salim Ramji, BlackRock's global head of iShares, with the cameras in the right place, the poster about the Money Maze podcast and the iShares interview fell off the wall, interrupting us. So the Money Maze team has, of course, had its ups and downs, more often than not struggling with the technology behind podcast production, but nevertheless, putting forward our greatest efforts to give you the best content that we can provide. And I must say that the team, Oliver, Celine, and Anna, have absolutely been invaluable, particularly when it comes to dealing with me. We'd also like to offer a very special shout out to our 2023 interns who work passionately and tirelessly to assist us in the growth and development of our podcast. So to Emily Aitley, Ekaterina Vita, Vinit Sheth, Jan Piacin, Lisa Rance, Ella Goldstein, Will Todd, thank you for your hard work and dedication. With that, you've heard more than enough from me. For now, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. See you in 2024. Thank you for listening to the Money Maze podcast. For more information or to subscribe, please visit themoneymazepodcast.com. Hope to see you next time. All content on the Money Maze podcast is for your general information and use only and is not intended to address your particular requirements. In particular, the content does not constitute any form of advice, recommendation, representation, endorsement, or arrangement, and is not intended to be relied upon by users in making any specific investment or other decisions. Guests and presenters may have positions in any of the investments discussed.